A website introduced in December called YouTube.com features a vast array of video material, including a lot of vintage rock, soul, and funk performances that are making rock critic Ken Tucker bleary-eyed from addictive viewing.
That's Mark Bolan and T-Rex glamming their way through a primo performance of Get It On, Bang A Gong, with, on keyboards as special guest, a young Elton John. How young? He's got his own hair. It's one of the hundreds, probably thousands, of musical moments to be watched on YouTube.com. If you enter the site, bring along a caffeinated beverage and prepare to get hooked. A typical afternoon for me was downloading a stupendous 1969 performance by George Clinton and Parliament doing their early hit, I Wanna Testify. Watching Clinton's P-Funk made me think of James Brown's Primal Funk, so I did a search and located a clip of the hardest working man in show business singing an undated in every sense duet with the recently deceased Wilson Pickett, both men applying their utterly different growly voices to a ferocious version of Cold Sweat. Okay, before I get emails accusing me of illegal downloading, here's how YouTube works. You go to the site, search for the performer you want, select the piece, and it streams the video onto your computer. You don't download it, you can't keep it in that sense. The small company behind YouTube recently told the New York Times that uploaders must consent that the video they're providing isn't breaking any copyright law. But if a copyright holder comes to them and asserts ownership of that property, the site takes it down immediately. I know this happens because the first day I signed on, I watched Jerry Lee Lewis do a beautiful version of Hank Williams' You Win Again, surrounded by screaming 50s teenagers, and the next day the link had vanished, never to be seen again. The whole YouTube music experience is like a dream. You come across things you weren't even looking for, making connections as you search the site, saying, if they have the LA punk band Fear, maybe they'll have the Germs. And presto, the music just floats up in front of you. That's what happened to me when I decided to leave Howling Punk Bands and search for Howlin' Wolf.
You know when you got a lazy woman, then you have to come in and tell her, say, baby, why don't you sweep up the house? And she'll jump up and tell you, sweep it up yourself. I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I dust my broom. I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I dust my broom. I'm quitting the gal I'm loving, while my friends can have my room. I believe
The disadvantage to YouTube is that there's very little information about the dates of the stuff you're watching. So unless you're up on the history of a performance, it can be frustrating. But the rip in the space-time continuum created by the ability to leap from Ella Fitzgerald to the Sex Pistols to Ricky Nelson on Ozzy and Harriet is a trip whose dizzying disorientation becomes part of the pleasure. For as long as it lasts, YouTube's musical mystery tour makes every note ever played sound like it was just hanging in the air, waiting for you to hear it.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. That website he's been talking about is youtube.com. That's Y-O-U-T-U-B-E.